It's your girl, Astro Pluto Queen, and I am back with another podcast on Anchor. I really hope that everybody is enjoying their day, or they have already enjoyed their day, depending on what time you're listening to this podcast. But nevertheless, I hope all is well with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. I know you're probably wondering, why in the heck are you whispering? For what, girl? Well, there's a lot of new things going on in the sky right now. And astrologically, this is very significant since the sun just transited into Gemini yesterday. And Uranus went into Taurus a couple of days ago. And I wanted to do a special podcast once Uranus entered into Taurus. But I had some technical difficulties. So I had to hold back on that podcast, but I thought that this would be a great time to just start again and do a special podcast, ASMR style, which is why I'm whispering. So, ASMR, let me go on Wikipedia because that's just, you know, the most reliable thing to do, right? ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, and it says, ASMR is a term used for an experience characterized by a static-like or tingling sensation on the skin that typically begins on the scalp and moves down the back of the neck and upper spine. It is also a relaxing, often sedative sensation that begins on the scalp and moves down the body. Also known as brain massage, it's triggered by pleasant sights and sounds such as whispers, accents, crackles, and they list other sounds that could just basically make you feel comfort and make you feel good. So in other words, this whispering is supposed to make you feel some kind of way, which is the goal. if I laugh throughout this podcast, is also very new, shocking, fun, interesting, and odd energy. So this is me channeling that Uranus and Taurus energy by doing a podcast, you know, with my voice and using my voice in a very unique and odd way, which is very Uranian, which I think is really dope. So why did I pair this with the Wait song or the Whisper song by the Yin Yang Twins? Well, song is pretty much ASMR, and I think that they were doing ASMR before everybody even realized it. So props to the Yin Yang Twins. Okay, so wait till you hear this. Okay, that was really bad, but I'm gonna make it work. So whisper. entire time. So if it's too much for you, just find another podcast or just tune into something else the next time that I go, you know, and make another episode. But if you're here for it, let's get to the questions, shall we? So, the first question says, other than your moon sign, what is your second favorite moon sign? Well, I'm a Libra moon, and I'm gonna have to go between Pisces or Aries. I'm not sure. And I'm gonna probably go with Pisces moons because I'm a 12th house moon in Libra, and Pisces moons and 12th house moons are kind of the same thing. And then I also have moon square Neptune, and my sun in Cancer squares my Libra moon. And my sun is in the third decan of Pisces, so I have an understanding of Pisces energy because I have it in my chart, and my moon is in conjunct my Saturn and Pisces retrograde. So that's another thing. I'm gonna go with Pisces as my second favorite moon sign because Pisces moons are extremely compassionate, extremely understanding of people, and they have really beautiful souls, and they have beautiful hearts, and I love the way that they feel, and I love the way that they perceive situations, and I love how intuitive and psychic they are, where they don't even have to ask somebody how they feel. They just know because they feel it within themselves. And I also appreciate how charitable and how kind they are, because there's a lot of mean and hurting people in this world. And Pisces moons reminds us that we just need a little bit more love, and we just need a little bit more compassion. And oh, a lot of my favorite artists have Pisces moons, such as Kendrick Lamar and Janae Aiko, and I'm probably saying her name incorrectly, but you guys know the girl that's dating Big Sean. That's her with the Pisces moon. So does Erykah Badu and so many other people with Pisces moons. And a lot of my clients with Pisces moons are very, very sweet, and I enjoy talking to them. Oh, and let me just say that Pisces moons have really lovely voices, where they actually sound like angels, and I can listen to them all day long. So I'm gonna go with Pisces moons, and even though they are very misunderstood by the whole entire zodiac, I think there is a karmic reward considering the fact that moons or signs, I mean planets, that enter into Pisces or the 12th house means that they have really spiritually evolved to the entire zodiac, because Pisces is the final and last sign of the zodiac. So there is a level of understanding that Pisces moons possess that other signs do not. So I have a lovely appreciation for Pisces moons. So yeah, let's get to the second question, which says, what do you think contributes to Virgo getting coined as the assholes of the zodiac? Scorpio because they have a different approach to everything, and it just gets on people's nerves. And then that Mercury energy, they're very analytical, and they can point out things that people really don't want to hear. But some people can take it, and some people can't. But the asshole with Virgo, because Virgo actually rules the asshole. So, I mean, if that's what they're associated with, then I guess that would make sense, right? But, Virgos are jerks sometimes because they can be very petty and very critical and really fucking irritating. I'm just saying. But let's get to the next question. How many Geminis do you know personally, and how are your interactions with them? I know so many Geminis. Like, there's a lot of them. Okay? And, I know Geminis that operate on a higher vibration. And I also know a lot of Geminis that operate on a lower vibration. But it's all good because I have a respect for Geminis. Because my Mars is in Gemini in the 8th house. So there are at times I can exemplify Gemini energy on both levels. So, but as far as me knowing them, a lot of my clients, when I read natal charts, have Gemini on the ascendant or Gemini Mars. And matter of fact, I just had a client who had a Gemini sun. Then I have another client who has like planets in the third. So a lot of Gemini energy going around. I'm yawning because it's 2:13 in the morning, but I can't sleep. So what am I doing making a podcast whispering? Hey, how you doing, love mama? Let me whisper in your ear. But anyway, I dated a Gemini ex, and that was probably the most tumultuous relationship of my whole entire life. And I'm so happy that the relationship ended, because I probably would have lost my freaking mind dealing with that bipolar psychopath. And now Geminis are like that. But Geminis can be very, very flaky, and they can really exemplify a lot of their negative traits because they have a lot of sides to them. But the higher vibration Geminis are extremely understanding, and they can rap, and they have like verbal talent and vocal abilities, and they don't mind sharing that with the world. And also, they are very smart, and they're curious, and they are very good at learning information and finding out information, which I think is pretty dope. And I can talk with Geminis all the time because my Mars is there. So whenever someone's Sun or someone's Venus or someone's Jupiter or somebody's planets fall into my 8th house or conjunct my Mars and Gemini in the 8th house at the 8th degree, me and this person can literally talk all day long without problem, which is pretty dope. So I just really like them. But I understand why they're irritating to pretty much the whole world. But it's okay, Gemini, I still have a love for you because I have Gemini energy in my own chart. Question number 4. If you could have an imaginary best friend, what 2 placements or what 3 placements would they be as far as Sun, Moon, or Rising? Wow, this question is very creative as fuck. So okay. Sun in Sagittarius, Moon in Aries, and what would be their rising, guys? I will go with Sun, Sag, Moon in Aries, and the rising sign is pretty hard because I'm trying to place everything in the natal chart to make sure it fits. My bad. Had an imaginary best friend. So, that's my answer to that question. The next question says, how was your journey into astrology? How has it changed your life? I love this question because astrology has changed my life for the better. And I'm so happy that I got it on accident. And I say that as I'm quoting, so I'm doing air quotes. Because we all know that things don't happen on accident. I believe that everything has purpose and meaning. So basically, while I was in school one day, and I was taking a break, and I was looking up life path numbers. And while I was looking at my life path number, I saw this ad about your natal chart. And I was like, what? What's the natal chart? I've never heard of it before. I know that I was a Cancer sun. That was all that I knew. I didn't know anything else. But, yeah. So, I went to this website. I can't remember the one exactly. But, I put in my birth information. And I realized I had a moon and a Mercury and a whole bunch of other planets. And I was like, what? This is crazy. So ever since 2015, I've been in love with astrology. And it's brought a lot of awareness and understanding in my life. And it's brought a lot of healing as well. And one thing that I like to incorporate that into my clients' lives is that if astrology can heal and help you understand yourself and the world around you and why you're here, then why not use that gift to help other people understand their own? So, I think it's just beautiful. And I've been in contact with a lot of beautiful people in astrology. My boyfriend's an astrologer. My teachers are amazing. And it's just brought a lot of growth and happiness and peace and understanding into my life. In addition to the spiritual components that I already adopted way before I got into astrology. So it's changed my life for the better, because I can't, it's like everything I do, I try to bring some type of astrological piece to it. So it's a beautiful change and I'm really appreciative of it. Next question. Why do you think mutable signs get looked at as sometimes being flaky? Well, mutable energy is changeable, and mutable energy likes variety, and mutable energy doesn't like to be bored, so they can stir things up, or they just go with the flow and they change, because mutable energy needs to move, it needs to flow, and that's where that flakiness comes in, where everything else is stabilized. Mutable energy looks like it's flaky, and like they're all over the place, because they need variety, they need versatility, they need adaptability to be able to maneuver and achieve this mutable energy. So Pisces, Virgo, Gemini, Sagittarius, they like movement. Like Sagittarius likes to move with knowledge. Gemini likes to move with communication. Pisces likes to move with their feelings. Virgo likes to move with information. So, that's what I think about that. This question I like says, how long have you and your boyfriend been together? And how do you feel about your synastry composite chart? Well, if you ever wanted to find him, just look up Atal Ratuti on Facebook. And we've been together for about 3 years now. And it's been amazing. I love him so much. So, babe, if you're listening to this, I love you. But we've been on this journey, this path together for quite some time. And our anniversary is coming up in August. And I can't wait to see how we're going to celebrate our time together. And I'm looking forward to that. And our synergy and composite is super duper karmic, but it's in a super productive way, because we're building this empire and we're building this foundation for other people to learn astrology. And I think it's just pretty dope. And I just really love the fact that we can work together as a team, because we understand each other and we made a soul contract agreement to come back and Saturn in the third in Scorpio, and I have Capricorn in the third, and Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, so Saturn is pretty much both in our third and fifth house, and then we both of our suns fall into each other's 11th house. So not only did we meet online, because 11th house deals with social media, he's my best friend, and I'm his best friend. Like, that's my nigga, and I'm his nigga. That's my motherfucking homie. So, yeah. And we also have a Sun and Venus conjunction. So every time we're around each other, all we feel is love and appreciation. And he's a Virgo Sun, and I'm a Venus and Virgo. And so people always talk shit about Virgos. Like, it's hard for Virgos. And I get why. You know, I deal with that type of energy myself. But another yawn, but I'm almost done with the podcast, so it's all good. But anyways, we understand each other because the Sun Venus, we have the same values. We appreciate each other, and a lot of things are just understood because of that conjunction. And then we have Moon, opposite Moon in our synastry, so it's like the yin and yang, and we can just balance each other out. And he's very masculine, I'm very feminine, and he's a leader. We're both leaders. We both have cardinal moons, but you know, it's really dope. And in our composite chart, we got Libra on the ascendant, Sun conjunct Venus in Leo, which is interesting that we have the same exact placement in our synastry. And the fact that echoes just shows that we're definitely meant to be together. Astrology is the gift so much for listening to me whisper. I'm going to need a cough drop after this. So, thank you all so much. And if you would like to book a reading with me, just search KMJ on Facebook.com. And I can get you set up if you're interested.